Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Patrick.
And we're siblings!
That is correct.
Patrick, you were supposed to say that with me. It doesn't validate the fact that we're siblings if you don't say it with me.
It doesn't make it any more true just because more than one person says the same thing at the same time.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, the truth value of statements does not depend on the number of people saying it unless it's like, I guess, opinions. Because then I guess popularity is a matter of that, but that's beside the point.
So, as you can see, I'm here with my brother, Patrick. Now, you guys know, after listening to over 20 episodes, I have three brothers. But the one I think I talk about you the most... Patrick is my favorite. I mean, would you say that's...
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, am I your favorite sibling, too?
Well, you're my not least favorite.
So, Patrick and I are Irish twins. We're 14 months apart, and we're just so close.
I guess they came up with the term, because Irish people just have so many goddamn children.
We are Irish, so, yeah, and one of four is just a lot of kids. But, yeah, so Francis was super busy this week, doing that, working that job, getting that money, and then I was busy this week. I mean, that's why we're recording on Friday. So we apologize for the delay, but I hope you guys are excited for one, our special guest, Patrick, two, for the topic we're going to be talking about. Now, today, we're going to be talking about something that I find is pretty interesting. It's a topic about whether it's worth getting a college degree. Like, is it worth it? What are the reasons for making it worth it? How does a degree help you after college? Because, you know, I like to think, so I've been out of college for 5 years in December this year, and you just graduated college like a year or two.
May 2017, yeah.
Yeah. So Patrick, it's very fresh in Patrick's mind, the job search. And I guess it's sort of fresh in my mind because, you know, job searching and then job getting and then changing jobs and careers and things like that. But yeah, I thought it would be interesting to talk about because it is such a hot topic, and it's a decision that everyone has to make when they turn 18, whether they're going to go to college or not. So why don't you guys stay tuned and let's get to the show. So when we're talking about getting a college education, a college degree, we are talking about specifically undergraduate 4-year college degree, right? So not like community college, which is 2 years, which can connect to or lead you to a 4-year college where you can finish out the rest of your 2 years and
not exclusively community college because that's an associate's degree.
True, exactly.
So if you go there on the way to getting we're just talking about bachelor's degree, on the way to getting one, that's whatever. But if you only go to get an associate's, then stop. That's not what is on the plate today.
Right. So, I guess let's kind of back up a little bit. Patrick, why do you think that people get college degrees? So, from my understanding, and you're a little bit more well-read than I am, you know, we're getting to a college bubble. Is that correct? Like, so many people are now going to college and getting degrees, and it's making
We could talk all day about just that, but...
Right. Well, so...
We could probably, touch on that as well.
Yeah. But let's talk about the reasoning. Like, why do you think people go to college? Do you think it's specifically, do they have a job in mind? Is it so they can party? Like, what do you think is the driving force now? We're talking currently 2018, not 50 years ago, right? Which was a different story. So what do you think is the driving force that brings people to college initially as a freshman, you know, 18-year-old going into college?
I'd say it probably falls into two groups of people. I think the largest group is mainly people that want to get a nice white-collar job, quote-unquote.
Okay.
Whatever that means. They're sort of promised by their high school counselors every day of every year that if they don't go to college, they will get mediocre jobs flipping burgers at McDonald's and will have a subsistence life for the rest of their life if they don't. Whereas if they get a bachelor's degree, it's like, oh, you know, 20xx% more money over their lifetime and they'll be rich and have a mansion and they'll live off the fat of the land like Mice and Men and then they'll shoot Lenny and then they have to euthanize their fucking retarded brother. I don't know. Okay, anyway, so just, they want to get a nice job, right? They get promised by their counselors and by I guess, various forms of media that if they... Yeah. I mean, the college themselves, they have huge amounts of budgets for advertising this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They're ingrained that if they don't do this, they can't get... Not only will they not get it, but if they do actually get it, they will not just get a decent job, they will get really good jobs.
Yeah.
The other group of people, they do it because, well, it's this social experience. You know, college, they want to have the experience of being around lots of people their age, experiencing the frat or the sorority, you know, experience.
Lifestyle,
like
yeah. With the drinking.
And I guess, you know, in some cases, of the very upper class students, maybe they have a reputation to maintain the family, you know, all their parents went there and their parents' parents went there, et cetera, et cetera. So they have to keep doing the line of them.
Right.
Being
if they come from a family that is college educated.
But, you know,
yeah.
That's a really, really small minority. So I'd say the two groups are mainly people who are seeking jobs, which I think is the vast majority, and then the rest is just like people who are like, oh, you know, well, it's where all my friends are going, so I guess that's kind of what the next natural step is of my life. And usually those people have the bill being footed by their parents anyways. They really don't give two shits about the ramifications of it anyway.
Yeah. That's interesting, because I feel like the larger group would be the people who just want to go and to party, but maybe that was just because I was in the other group that was very much like, I want to go to college so that I can get a job and I can be employed. I mean, I worked throughout college, as did you. Like, we were both very focused and committed, and we just never really fell into that partying crowd in college because we just didn't have time. We took it very seriously. And I don't know, I kind of felt like the majority of people were there to party, but I guess you're right, there is just that.
Yeah,
really,
I don't think the majority were exclusively for that reason. I think
a
lot wanted that on the, because they're like, I'm here, you know, I want that too. But
and there is that social pressure, right?
But at least
like,
the public reason they put out is, I want to get a good job.
Yeah.
And then like, I also want to party and get laid and do drugs, drink a lot, stuff like that, etc., etc.
And, you know, I guess the important thing to note is that I don't think, and I'm sure you would agree, but you can tell me, I feel like none of the kids that go into college know exactly what they, like, there's a percentage of people, like, the people who want to become doctors, right, or lawyers, they know they have to go to college in order to.
But for them, you know, the undergraduate degree doesn't really get them the job anyway. It's just the launch pad from which they then go to law school or medical school.
But would you agree that the majority of people that go into college, 18-year-olds, really don't really know what they want to do?
Either
they
like,
don't.
Oh, I want to be like a video game developer, or I want to be a real estate magician, astronaut, football player, or a football playing king in space.
Yeah, right.
SpongeBob things.
Yeah, and so there's like a false kind. Well, not false, but just an uncertain.
Yeah, I don't think that's really an issue, though. I think more people should focus on what they're really good at, subject-wise, and just major in that, as long as it's not, like, an abysmally unhirable major.
Like basket weaving?
Pour one out for the philosophy majors.
Pour one out for the philosophy majors.
You know, like,
sorry, you guys.
You got an IT guy who, like, runs everything at our work, and he's a philosophy major. He just, like, is...
Dude, the director of marketing at my company.
Yeah, no, he just, like, you know, he's one... I think he wanted to do... He wanted to do, like, policy or something for, like, intelligence or something like that. So that's why he got a philosophy degree. But then he just... He did help desk and got college. And then he's like, you know, this makes money. So he just did that.
Cool.
He's like, now he's making big bucks, you know, making sure all the fires get put out, you know, the system. So it's like... I guess that'll be our later, I guess, the discussion where we'll talk about how degrees don't matter. But...
Oh, yes, we will. And we're also going to touch on our experience. So, stay tuned for more. So, I guess to really kind of get into it, we should probably talk a little bit about why we went to college. So, I was an English major. I minored in communication. I went to community college for 2 years, and then I went to a four-year college, George Mason University. And I went to college because I knew that I needed to go to college. I mean, I majored in English because writing was the one thing I'd been passionate about, the one thing I felt I excelled in as a subject, and I wanted to do something writing related, but I didn't really know what, and I knew no one would take me seriously if I just was like, I'm gonna be a writer and not have to do anything else, you know, that just wasn't gonna cut it. And Yeah, and I've always kind of been of the belief that, I don't know, that you should strive to obtain more knowledge in your life. You should always try and learn more as much as you can. And if, in addition to that, in addition to learning, I was also going to gain a degree that could potentially help me get a job, that was going to be great. But I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew that getting a degree was the only thing that made sense for what I was maybe going to end up in, even though I really didn't want to end up as a writer because it's way too competitive and I was just not going to like the energy there. What about you, Patrick?
Well, basically, I didn't know what I wanted to do in high school. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, math's pretty dope. I got good at it. I like doing it. So I decided to major in math. I'm like, yeah, I like teaching too, so I'll just go into academia. And then I realized, wait, it's a realm of being underpaid and it's full of political bullshit. I'm not going to do that. So, lo and behold, senior year comes up. I have no internship experience whatsoever. I'm just teaching a bunch of kids how to do math who can't do basic math by giving them worksheets, not actually teaching them. But anyway, so it's May 2017. I graduate. I have this crappy part-time job. I'm looking for a full-time job, but nobody will hire me because I have no experience.
But you know math, and it's like,
but
how
I'm good at math. Yeah, I was like, yeah, great. Can you do Python, MATLAB, Excel, Java, C++, and do all these things? Do you have at least 5 years experience doing operations research techniques, including probabilities, statistics, and fondling the balls of various corporate leaders?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, okay, well then get the fuck out of here. So, but then I got an internship with a, you know, defense company, and then didn't pay well, but benefits were good. And it has nothing to do with math. And I even got promoted to a full-time position, a higher-up full-time position, you know, with real people money. And it still has really nothing to do with math. It has requires the skill set of someone who understands how to do eighth-grade reading and knows how a mouse and a keyboard works. You know how all of these things work. You could do my job. In fact, I'd be very afraid because you could replace me. Except for that key thing that you won't have a security clearance. Which is a whole other thing, on top of a bachelor's degree, which you need to have to do my job, even though the skill requirement isn't actually those things.
We should also know that your job, the one that you applied for, even the internship required a bachelor's degree, right?
Yeah, even the internship, yeah.
Yeah. And my experience,
let me clarify, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not railing against, you know, my company. Like, it's work that needs to be done. It's just that, you know, I'm in the position and at the level that I'm the one who gets tasked to do it because, well, you know, I'm too junior to do higher up work, but I'm too senior, I guess, to do more difficult. No, I guess it really just comes down to being too junior to do like more challenging assignments.
Yeah.
But the problem is that this kind of work can't be passed down to the lower level workers who are also the interns that I was because they don't have clearances yet. So they don't have access to the accounts that are needed to access all this stuff that I'm doing. So even though the actual work that I'm doing right now, just the project I'm working on, doesn't require that much brain usage, it has specific requirements that have nothing to do with intellectual capacity to do that job.
And,
which is why I'm doing that job.
Right. But I think the big thing is that you needed a degree to
To
even be considered.
To even begin the internship at minimum wage. Yeah. Same amount of money you can make flipping McDonald's burgers. I needed a bachelor's degree to do that. So, you know, hey, yeah. If you're already in an argument not to go to college, just think, you could make the same amount of money as an internship working in a government contract by flipping burgers in the District of Columbia. Hey, put that in your pipe, smoke it.
And I work for a toy company. I mean, so definitely people, when I tell people I was an English major in college, people go, oh man, and how much good did that do you? Well, I've always felt like English is a very versatile field and a very versatile degree to have because no matter what job or field you go into, the ability to communicate and write well is important. And, you know, if you lack that skill, you look like an idiot. And granted, not that I'm just sitting here. Well, actually, a large part of my job is writing emails. Never mind. I was about to say, ooh, yeah. And, you know, part of my job is just writing emails. But, I mean, that doesn't really make it sound like I got a lot from my degree just so I can write emails. I do other writing, though. Yes, Patrick, you had a thought?
Now, I did want to add one thing. I don't want to make it sound like I only do search-driven stuff. I mean, I did get to do some more interesting stuff. One of the things that I was actually, I think, picked for when I was initially interviewed was to do, like, some budget-related stuff and invoices and stuff like that. Because at my work, most people are not STEM majors. They're mostly liberal arts because they're all, like, politics, policy, etc. And they're mostly transplants from, like, other states, too. Like, they come across the country because D.C. is, like, you know, if you want to do government or policy, this is where you have to come. So there's people from, like, California, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania. Like, they're from everywhere.
Yeah.
But, and a lot of them have master's degrees, too, which I guess is another old can of worms that we're going to have to open at some point. But I did get to use my math skills for something, and it was a lot. I did a lot of Excel stuff, but I don't do that every day. That's just kind of an off and on, like, maybe once a month thing that I do. But the rest is just kind of, you know, it's administrative stuff that doesn't really require the skill set that I have, per se.
Yeah. And so, for me, I'm an education and events manager at my job. And previous to that, I was an admin assistant. And then previous to that, I was a writing consultant. So, I guess you could say, so right after college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So, I worked part-time as a writing consultant, which is essentially like a writing tutor at a college, which you did have to have a bachelor's degree to teach, which makes sense because you're tutoring college students, so it wouldn't make sense to tutor them if you're at their same level. But I guess you could say when I was a writing consultant, that was the last time I was working in a field where technically my degree mattered. But I've always kind of felt like it was, I mean, because there are different ways in which I can integrate writing into my job. Like I help contribute to our monthly newsletter for teachers. I also help contribute to our education blog. I find little things, but definitely it's the main thing. It doesn't include, you know, writing, which I guess we'll have to talk about our next segment, which is like, does it matter if you have a degree in the field that you're currently working in? And I suppose we'll tie into the bigger picture of whether it matters if you get a degree or not. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. So I think that it's worth getting a degree because I think, well, one, you know, from a knowledge perspective, I think it's always good to grow, you know, the knowledge that you have to gain more knowledge in this world that we live in. And I think part of the thing is that people feel like, oh, if you get a degree and you don't even get a job in your field, then that makes your degree somehow useless. I don't think so. I feel like going to college and completing it, getting your degree shows that you're committed. And I think that's why people with degrees are more hireable, because it shows you were able to stick to something for 4 years and do that job, do it so much so that you went and spent all this money and you went and got a degree. And yeah, I mean, whether the amount of loans I came out with versus, I don't know, the job I ended up going into, or I don't really know. I mean, I guess it depends on what you consider to be worth it, right? It's like, you know, is it worth it to go to college because you have a degree or you're working in a field that your degree is related to, or is it because you make an obscene amount of money? I don't know. But for me, I feel like it was worth it. I think I wouldn't have been able to even be considered for a lot of jobs, even though, I mean, you know, it wasn't like I was trying to become a college professor or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of typical English degree jobs. It's mostly like you either want to become an English teacher or not. It was sort of the impression I got when I was an English major. But, I mean, what do you think, Patrick? Do you think they're worth it?
Well, it was worth it for me.
But what was that thing you were saying earlier where you were basically saying that getting a degree is stupid?
Is it mechanically necessary? No, but is it... Sorry, let me put it this way. Is it, No, I mean, like, you don't need it to, like, literally do the job, I feel like, most of the time, unless you're doing something very specific that needs that degree. But I feel like it's really just this arbitrary barrier to entry you just have to get. So from a practical standpoint, you just have, it's worth it in the sense that you can't otherwise get a decent job. I mean, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I still probably don't know what I want to do. There's general traits that I like. But I would say that the only thing that is universal is I refuse to do manual labor. And if you don't have a college degree, you're probably going to have to do some degree of manual labor in your job. Yeah. Whether you go to trade school to become HVAC technician or a construction worker or a plumber or whatever, or you don't do any of that, you get a high school diploma and you go flip burgers. Yeah. You're going to have to stand for hours and just do manual labor. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that. I need to sit in an office on my ass 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week.
In an air conditioned
setting.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of a computer all day. I know people talk about, oh, you know, the dystopian, you know, you're spending your life who's working. Get the fuck over it, dude. It's like, you know, that's how video games are. Video games, they disguise work as entertainment. Like, they just, they have grindy aspects that you just ignore because it's a video game. Well, if you just pretend life is just like that, that's the thing. You have to do a grind to get the regularly predictable rewards at the end.
Wait, there are people who say that we live in a dystopia because people have jobs? Oh, it's because,
like, you know, no, because, like, we spend, like, all day in jobs and we do that for, like, 40 years and then we retire and then we have, like, no life left to enjoy doing whatever.
Okay, so are they living on a street while they're enjoying their life? Like, what are they doing, like, right? It's kind of a catch-22.
You see, like, Twitter, it's like, just like, dude, you know, jobs don't have to be the most exciting thing in the world. I feel like as long as your job isn't causing you emotional or physical pain on a regular basis, or just generally stressing you out, like, it's okay if it's a little bit boring. I mean, I feel like we all need to have that grindy thing that we just do. Otherwise, you know, I sort of learned this when I went from part-time work to full-time work, is that, you know, because I was used to having a three-day weekend every single weekend.
Yeah.
Because I only worked 4 days a week, because that's when we were open. And I refuse to Saturday because fuck getting up early in the morning when I could otherwise wake up in the afternoon. You know, that's something I do adapt to when I went full time, was getting up in the morning every day. But it's okay because it's every day instead of just one day of the week. Anyway, I used to have 3 day weekends every weekend. And you know what? They didn't really matter that much because I spent so much time not working that not working didn't really feel like not working. It just kind of felt like this passive time that I was forced to exist in, waiting for fun times to happen. Because fun times didn't happen every single minute of every hour of every day when I wasn't working.
Yeah.
So when you work, it gives you that distraction that not only prevents you from being, I guess, unoccupied, but also it makes weekends valuable. Because when Friday rolls around and it's 5 p.m., you bet your fucking sweet ass I'm ready to turn out that light, shut down my computer, and get the fuck out of there. Whereas, you know, Thursday evening at the tutoring place, like, oh, well, I guess it's that time again. I'm going to go, I guess, do whatever it is that I did every other night of the week because I don't have to go to bed early because I get up, you know, at 2 p.m. because I work at 3 to 8:30, you know. So it's like, no, it doesn't feel valuable.
Yeah.
Whereas when you work your ass off for 40 hours a week and then weekend finally comes, weekends feel valuable.
Yeah. You know, I never thought about that because, so I had a similar experience to Patrick in which when I graduated college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So hence the writing consultant work, which was part-time. And I also had a 3 day weekend. And I remember when I first got my full-time job, I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to survive working 8 hours a day? And I mean, because teaching, like, I had all these different teaching schedules, so I would work, I think, a combination. Honestly, there were some days where I would teach like 7 to 8 hours a day between, I did also like teaching assistant work in addition to writing consultant work, but it was all spread out and just like weird, and I would have blocks of time where I didn't work, and you know, it just wasn't a typical office setting. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm gonna hate this, I'm gonna die at a desk. And it just kind of feels very natural, and it just makes you more appreciative of your free time. Like, because you know, I don't know that you really utilize it all when you work part-time. But I guess, okay, going back to the main thing, is a college degree worth it? I guess what we're trying to say is yes, because it's kind of a foot in the door that makes you even acceptable of considering, right? Is that kind of our ultimate decision?
Yeah, I mean, so if you're like me, and you don't really want to have to move around a whole lot, and you don't mind being sedentary 8 hours a day, which I'm sure is very healthy, but that's where the whole managing the life outside of work comes in. But anyway, if you're like me and you don't want to have to use the rest of the body that your head is attached to for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, then you're going to need a college degree, or you're going to be doomed to part-time work with no benefits and not really
So
livable wages.
So get a college degree so you don't have to move around a lot.
Yes,
for your job.
If you don't want to, if you do not want to live like we're in a feudal society and you're a peasant that has to go and subsist farm for a living, and want to join the modern society where we do, you know, specializations, then get a college degree.
So Patrick, you have a lot of opinions. Okay, I should probably preface this with the fact that Patrick is probably the smartest person I've ever known. Well, aside from Francis. Well, aside from Harley. Well, aside... Patrick is the smartest brother that I have.
That makes me feel so good inside.
I love my other brothers, but... I mean, they're smart, too, but they're smart in different ways. That's a different story.
That's the other topic we were going to do, but then we didn't because this one's better.
Yeah, this one is better. But yeah, Patrick, he's a very intelligent guy, and he has a lot of very informed opinions and thoughts, and I just always listen to everything he says. Yeah, I mean, Patrick, why don't you tell us a little bit more about why you think... I mean, so... You go, you get a college degree, you spend all this money on a degree. I mean, I don't want to say how much money I had in student loans when I graduated from my four-year college. So the two-year college, when I went to community college, was totally paid for by grants. But when I got to the four-year college, the last 2 years, I had to take out loans. And the amount of money I owed was atrocious for just 2 years. So is it worth it? Is it not? I don't know. Let's turn the mic to Patrick real quick.
Basically, everything I said in the last segment's a lie, and you shouldn't get a college degree. Or rather, you shouldn't get a college degree if you are getting it for the following reasons. If you're getting it because you just want to go and get that college experience, don't. You're being a fucking asshole, and you're making it more expensive for the rest of us.
Right,
you're
relating
to that
college
degree
bubble.
Because you want to get that basket weaving degree. Don't fucking go to college. You're making it more expensive for the rest of us. Do you see there's a common theme here with these reasons of why you shouldn't go to college? Basically, unless you actually need a degree or you're getting it because you need to get a job, don't fucking go to college. You are making it fucking miserable for the rest of us, you fucking asshole.
This is Patrick's plea for help, or rather command for help? I don't know what you would call this, but...
Okay, let me put it to you this way. There are two industries that have gone up in expenditures outpacing inflation consistently for the last, 20 or 30 years? And that is healthcare and higher education in the United States. There's only two things that have constantly gone up in total expenditures, outpacing inflation and not caring about recessions or economic, you know, downturns at all. And they just keep going up consistently. And so healthcare is a whole other fucking can of worms that I don't even know how to deal with, and that our politicians don't know how to deal with either. But education, there's a couple reasons why that happens. So for starters, there's this weird thing, Alana was talking about student loans, where unlike normal loans and other debt, where you have this thing called bankruptcy that you can declare, where if your debts exceed your assets by some amount, you can declare bankruptcy and basically you sort of forfeit everything you have, so to speak, to a certain degree. And then your debt gets wiped out, but your credit, of course, takes a hit and nobody's going to want to lend to you for years because, well, you declared bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Unlike those forms of debt and loans, lobbyists went to Congress and said, you know, these people, they keep taking our student loans and they keep just declaring bankruptcy and we're not making enough profits. Can you do something about this? And so Congress is like, we have this... We're brilliant scientists. We're average leaders, but we're brilliant scientists. Who else but them would have thought of just simply eliminating the ability to declare bankruptcy on loans, student loans?
Wait. So it wasn't always that you could...
It was not always the case. The general strategy was... You get a bunch of private... I mean, back then, private loans weren't, like, atrociously... Or maybe they were. I don't fucking know. I wasn't alive then. But basically, people would just rack up a ton of loans.
Yeah.
You graduate, and then you start bankruptcy. Because you don't have your life together yet. Who gives a shit what your credit score is?
But you still have a degree.
You still have the degree. They don't take that back.
Yeah, you can't, like, take someone's education.
Yes, you don't... You won't have, like, much, and your credit will suck. But who gives a shit? Your credit's going to suck anyway. You're a college student who's graduated.
Wow.
So the strategy was take a bunch of loans, get a degree, declare bankruptcy, you're free, you're debt-free, albeit your credit will suck for years.
Yeah.
But that's okay because, you know, you're getting a free college degree.
So this is still...
So to rectify that, rather than deal with, like, maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe we should look at addressing costs of college or accessibility or interest rates or payment plans, they're like, no. We're just going to ban the ability to declare bankruptcy. We're going to make it so that the only way you can get out of a student loan is either you get loan forgiveness, which only happens if you basically sell your ass to the government and, like, teach, you know...
Really?
If you do, like, Teachers for Tomorrow or something like that, there's programs where, like, you teach in, like, really, like, get rough parts of cities. And if you do that for years on end, or you use some kind of public service, you can get loan forgiveness. The other way is you die.
Yeah.
See, they told me that when I had to do my loan, they make you sign this, read through this training and electronically sign a document saying you read it and paid attention. You know that it's a loan, not a gift.
Yeah.
You know, which I guess Judge Judy would have a fun time with.
Yeah.
When the semantics over. But anyway, so you go through this whole thing and you... Where was I going with this? I lost my train of thought completely.
Understanding that you die. The only way to get a loan...
Yeah, so there's this one little bit that says, oh, when can you get out of it? If you get loan forgiveness. If you die. I'm like, oh, that's fucking great. I'll just commit suicide after I graduate. Then I'll have a degree and no debt.
It's brilliant.
And I won't have to, like... I'll save on rent. I'll save on food. I'll save on retirement. Like, you save so much. Kill yourself.
So...
Don't actually kill yourself. I don't want to actually be liable for any of this shit, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Just take it as a joke. Okay? You know, there's suicide hotline. I don't know the number off my head, but, you know, you just look it up, okay? Google it.
Patrick, do you think that the amount of money that students pay for their college degree... I guess I'll just put it out there. When I graduated college, my 2 years, I owed $18,000. And I did not go to a very expensive college. And I went in state and I did all this stuff, but I owed $18,000. I don't know how much you owed. It was less than me.
Not much. I owed $17,000.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Now I feel better. But anyway, do you feel like the amount of money we spend, that's not even considering, like, I didn't have to take out loans for the
honestly,
first 2 years.
I probably could have got for less, but I just sort of took all the loans I got rather than only take the amount I needed specifically because I'm like, you know, the money's here. I'm not being paid a lot. And it's all going to be paid back anyway. And I was like, you know. Well, I don't know what's going to happen because, like, if, you know, my car has a big issue and I need money for that, well, if my car's out, I can't make it to school. Or if some massive... fucking hike in, like, parking permits or textbooks goes, I'm like, yeah, you know what, I'm not gonna deny this money that, because, you know, I only took subsidized loans, thank God, which means that the government pays the interest while I'm in school, so if you take unsubsidized loans, which are private loans usually, and I think there's some government unsubsidized loans too, you have to pay the interest while you're in school, that interest is accruing, whereas if it's subsidized, you don't have to deal with any of that shit until you graduate.
So
I'm like, you know, there's this money here. I'm just going to take it and I'll pay it all back later. The interest rate wasn't that high. I'm like, you know, it's just.
Do you think with the $17,000?
But yeah, it's still $17,000.
Like,
and let's keep in mind, that was not no room and board. I didn't live on campus. I just drove back and forth.
Yeah, and neither did
15 miles every day.
So is it worth it? Like, you spend all this money to get this degree, to get this experience, to get this knowledge, to get now your job. Like, was it worth it?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I have to make a student loan payment of $169 a month, but every 2 weeks I get a paycheck that's larger than the average student loan payment check I would get. So, I'd say worth.
Yeah. I'm going to say worth, too. But,
you know, I would rather not have to spend $17,000 for the privilege, but, you know. But here's the thing, though. The price goes up so fast, you can witness it while you're in school. I remember...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The cost of a parking permit in the 3 years I went to... It went from 200 to 250. It's probably well over 350
it's gotta be at this
by
point.
Now. It just went up every semester. And they can keep doing that. You know why?
What?
It's because people... So here's that other thing. Back to that whole bankruptcy, not able to declare type thing. The other side of that whole thing, though, is now that you can't declare bankruptcy... Private lenders are more willing to give out loans because they know they're guaranteed to be paid back. It's not a risk for them to give out loans.
Yeah. One moment, guys. Sorry about that, you guys. I don't even have an explanation for what that was, so we're just gonna dive right back in. Patrick, why don't you finish your thought there?
What was I talking about?
So we were talking about loans. You said going back to the whole...
So the other thing with eliminating the bankruptcy ability is that now loan lenders, unlike normal lenders, which, I don't know, look at things like credit score and other loans that person might have and other debts and history, they're like, hey, look, is that person's body temperature somewhere in the mid-90s? Yeah, let's give them a loan. Because they're guaranteed to get it paid back one way or another.
Oh, but it's...
So they'll just hand it out to any jackass that says, I want to go to college to learn learnings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, you need
so
your
like the housing crisis, so, yeah. Although with this
it
one,
is. It is exactly the same thing. You give out loans to people that aren't qualified to pay them back.
Yeah.
That's not to insult them. It's just like literally they don't have the financial means to pay them back. Except unlike in the housing market where these people default on their loans and they get foreclosed on and they're shoved out of their houses, in this case, you just have this ball and chain of debt that never gets eliminated. You can come up with any stupid payment plan you want, but they will garnish your wages for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Until it is gone. And meanwhile, the interest is accruing, so the amount of money that you owe just goes up and up and up the longer it takes for you to pay it back. So you can come up with any bullshit payment plan you want. Even though the amount is smaller every month, the number of months you will do that for is going to be exponentially longer.
Yeah.
The longer it takes for you to do that. So, the problem is we have all these people indoctrinated into going into college, many of which do not either need to go to college or shouldn't be in college because the kinds of jobs that they're either like not really treating it seriously, because they're just going there getting drunk, partying all the time,
yeah,
or they're getting degrees that don't really have jobs that specifically require them,
mm-hmm.
Which is sort of like the subset of the liberal arts degrees because those... There aren't really jobs that specifically require them, except for the ones that require graduate degrees anyway. Like, you know, unless you're going to do, like, academia, which requires PhDs.
Yeah.
Or very minimum master's degrees. The bachelor's degree on its own is worthless because there's no specific job that requires you to know philosophy.
Yeah.
At a bachelor's level, at least. Right? Like, the people that... The only practical reason you get a philosophy degree is if you're on your way to law school after that. That's the only practical application of philosophy is law.
Oh, is that what people do with a philosophy degree? I never
understood.
Yeah,
no, the only practical application of philosophy is law. Because that's what law is. Law is like the application of philosophy to rules. Other than that, though, there is no application of philosophy. Philosophy is just something that's really... I mean, philosophy is dope. Don't get me wrong. I love philosophy. That's what this whole fucking thing is in the first place that we're talking about. but as a job-getting tool, it is not. It is not up there.
Yeah.
So, people want to get these degrees and, like, whatever, even if the jobs don't actually exist for them. And then they graduate college with the big surprise that, well, there's no jobs. I want to hire people who know how to basket weave.
Yeah.
So the point is, if we didn't have all these people going that didn't belong in college or really were on the wrong routes, the prices would be a lot lower. And not to mention, there's an unfair stigma in today's society against blue-collar work. Like, yeah. There's good blue-collar jobs, like HVAC, which is like heating and cooling and ventilation systems or whatever, plumbing, stuff like that. There's all these kinds of jobs that requires you to work with your hands and do some manual labor, but requires you to go to trade schools, but people view them as lesser sort of relics of the past that shouldn't be done. Even though a lot of these jobs, they pay like $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year without a college education.
Yeah, and think about the demand, too. Like, when is a plumber like, you know, ever going to go out of business, right?
I know the big thing with the populist movement right now and the big political sphere is manufacturing dying, blue-collar work's dying. Well, let me tell you what's not dying. Plumbing. We're not going to have robots doing plumbing anytime soon.
I know.
The complexity of being able to diagnose problems with the way your shit moves through pipes... is actually quite staggering, believe it or not. And the ability to get into weird angles and places and being able to manipulate weird shapes and specific ways to then fix those problems really requires a human. And to come up with the AI and the weird, like, mandibles and appendages for a robot to actually perform that work, it's actually many years ahead of us, and there's simply not enough demand to incentivize robotic and AI developers to create that technology in the first place. Now, if you're a truck driver, you're fucked, because that's pretty simple. It's just like going in a straight line and stop and go and turn and left
and then
and right.
There's Amazon, so I mean, whatever.
But of course, you know, AI, you know, self-driving cars are fucking up right now anyway, but that's beside the point. Point is, there's good blue-collar work out there, and people are trained to think that that is beneath them, and that is not, that's no good, and really, they shouldn't think that.
So
unless you're like me and you're allergic to manual labor, you really should consider it.
So what you're trying to say is essentially, go to college if you specifically need to go to college for what you're trying to pursue, or you're looking to, I guess, work in an office and not do manual labor, but don't go to college just to jump on the bandwagon, just to have the social experience, because really, in the long run, you're making it worse for everyone else. And yes, I guess for everyone
and really,
in general,
and
right?
And really for you, too, because you're just shoving up the money, or your parents are, or somebody.
And I mean, when the education bubble burst, I mean, we're all going to be affected by that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knows how the economy is going to be affected when the time finally comes. Although, albeit, there's a little bit of difference, though, because the government pays so much in, albeit with this administration, I'm not sure if that's really the case anymore, but the government pays so much of those loans. You know, I had tons of subsidized loans. I got some grants. I didn't take a single private or unsubsidized loan. So all my debt was funded by the government up front. I'm paying them back.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying back any private companies for my debt. But that sort of artificially sustains it. But that's a whole goddamn deficit.
It's a whole
See, the government's like a really bad student. It just keeps taking all this debt on like everything. And it doesn't really have a way of paying for it, but that's just another topic that I really just would rather not talk about because it depresses me significantly.
Yep. All right, folks. Well, that's our show. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you, Patrick, for coming on the show and talking to me.
Yeah, I don't expect it to ever happen again.
What? You don't?
No. It was a great show. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had some really insightful conversation. I thought we discussed some, you know, important matters, and hopefully you guys learned a thing or two. I know every time I talk to Patrick, I learn something, because Patrick just knows everything. I don't know how he keeps space in his brain for all the stuff he learns.
Yeah, I don't. It's pretty much like...
In one ear, out the other?
I have Google Chrome open, but I have, like, way too many tabs open sometimes.
And, I mean, do you... I guess, very short thought.
Okay.
So, do you feel hopeful going forward about the college education sphere?
No, I'm very pessimistic about it. But you know, here's the thing. I don't have to give a fuck because I'm out of that. It's not my problem anymore.
And I'm out of it too.
Not a day goes by where I don't feel fucking fantastic that I graduated when I read all the articles today of how tuition keeps going up and how students can't pay back their debt, etc., 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 and can't get jobs. And you know what? I already got the degree. I already got the job. I'm set. I mean, you know, I'm just giving you these dire warnings for you guys, but this is not my problem, like, at all. I mean, you know. I'm very pessimistic, but it's not, like, really affecting me. It's really just you guys. I'm really sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm sorry.
Yep.
You guys are fucked. Let me put it this way. Get a college degree as soon as you can, as fast as you can. Get the fuck out of there. Take as few loans as you can possibly get away with taking, and just get the hell out of there, because it is going to hell in a handbasket.
And, you can listen to more HQAF Radio. We upload once every 2 weeks. That's once every 14 days. I love that I love to note that, as if people don't know how many days are in 2 weeks. And you can also follow us on Instagram. We post some fun pictures there. It's hqaf.productions at instagram.com. Oh, that's not... Whatever. You go on Instagram and you look up that handle. You go find us. And, yeah. I guess... Our final note is that the best ship to sail on is friendship, or I guess sibling ship. Yeah. Thanks.